Hello and welcome to this, our time of evening prayer. We're going to be looking tonight and thinking about loss and healing. And I think over this last year, so many of us have discovered the joys of just being outside, just walking and exploring our local area. And tonight, as we think about loss and healing, we're going to be looking at how God's created world heals and how God's created world deals with loss. And so I thought it would be lovely, if you can, to join me on a walk. If you can, grab your walking shoes, grab your phone to listen to this on, and grab some headphones as the noisy Land Rover goes past. If you can't, that's absolutely fine. What you might want to do is to move your chair nearer to a window so that you can look outside and use what you can see to reflect on as we think and pray tonight. So for those of you who can, grab your shoes, your headphones, your phone. Let's go for a walk.
Let's just read an extract from Luke. So Jesus has just crossed back over the Sea of Galilee, and I'm going to read from Luke 8. Now when Jesus returned, the crowd welcomed him, for they were all waiting for him. Just then, there came a man named Jairus, a leader of the synagogue. He fell at Jesus' feet and begged him to come to his house, for he had an only daughter about 12 years old who was dying. As he went, the crowds pressed in on him. Now there was a woman who had been suffering from hemorrhage for 12 years, and though she spent all she had on physicians, no one could cure her. She came up behind Jesus and touched the fringe of his clothes, and immediately her hemorrhage stopped. Then Jesus asked, "Who touched me?" When all denied it, Peter said, "Master, the crowds press around you and press in." But Jesus said, "Someone touched me, for I noticed that the power had gone out of me." When the woman saw that she could not remain hidden, she came trembling, and falling down before him, she declared in the presence of all the people why she had touched him and how she had been immediately healed. He said to her, "Daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace." While he was still speaking, someone came from the leader's house to say, "Your daughter is dead. Do not trouble the leader any longer." When Jesus heard this, he replied, "Do not fear, only believe, and she will be saved." When he came to the house, he did not allow anyone to enter with him except Peter, John, and James, and the child's father and mother. They were all weeping and wailing for her, but he said, "Do not weep, for she is not dead, but sleeping." And they laughed at him, knowing that she was dead. But he took her by the hand and called out, "Child, get up." Her spirit returned and she got up at once. Then he directed them to give her something to eat. Her parents were astounded, but he ordered them to tell no one what had happened.
So we turned left out of church and walk south down Marlborough Road, and I've come to the floodplain behind the southern end of Marlborough Road, and just look and listen. We've got the buttercups in front of us and the dandelion clocks, and the birds are whizzing about overhead. Awesome. Great tits and some sparrows in the trees over there. And I think it was some house martins, or maybe swifts, but I think swifts are very high in the sky. Were whizzing around here a few moments ago. And on our walk, I just want us to start by thinking about healing.
We know God heals. We know that from stories in the Old Testament. We know that from countless stories in the Gospels. And we know it from the stories of the early church as well. We know it from books we've read, and I hope we can say we know it from our own lives. God does heal. But also, sometimes God doesn't heal. And thousands of hours have been spent reading, writing, preaching about this. And I'm not going to explore that. That's not the purpose of tonight. But I'm just going to acknowledge that sometimes God doesn't heal. You know, we see that it's very painful. Paul talks of the thorn in his flesh. But also other situations. You know, when the Assyrians came and took the northern kingdom of Israel away, they didn't really ever return. They became the lost tribes of Israel. And it can be very painful. It can be really hard to know why that has happened. So God heals, but sometimes God doesn't heal. But I suppose I also want to say a third thing, that sometimes God's healing takes a different form from the one we were expecting. Perhaps we pray for physical healing and that doesn't happen, but we have a real sense of peace. Perhaps sometimes we pray about a situation that's troubling us and the situation doesn't change, but the way we feel about it does. And as we lay things before God today, let's be brave and ask for healing, but let's not restrict God by telling him what that healing looks like. So let's just pray. Father God, thank you for this beautiful place. And thank you, God, that you do heal. Lord, as we walk and think and pray tonight, may your powerful yet gentle Holy Spirit, the Comforter, who is always with us, feel much closer tonight, Lord. And may we, Lord, be open to the ministering of your Spirit. Open our hearts, our minds, our souls to allow your healing Spirit to touch us. Hold our fragile hearts in your gentle hands and bring us closer to wholeness this night. So we've walked down through Hinksey Park, crossed over the Abingdon Road, and walked down the side of what used to be the Four Pillars Hotel. And we're now on that little track that leads down to University College Boat Club, or Boathouse, and the river. This has been such an extraordinary year for so many of us, for so many reasons, and for many it's been a real time of loss. Loss of the freedoms that we enjoy. Loss of contact with our family and friends, maybe because they're overseas, or maybe because they've been too far away to visit, or perhaps they're nearby but too vulnerable to visit. There have been other losses too. Loss of a job perhaps, and the insecurity of unemployment, the financial worries that come with that, the loss of self-esteem. Or perhaps relationships that have been damaged by the stresses of lockdown. Or the loss of a loved one. Where that loss has been so difficult to grieve because of all the restrictions. So as we come today before God, we bring our own losses and the losses of those around us, and we will hold them before God. And as we will use some examples from nature to look at how we can heal. So I walked down to the river and then turned right and walked down under Donington Bridge and then turned off into the flood meadows that run between the river there and the Abingdon Road. And I've come to these trees. When you think of a tree, or if you were to ask a child to draw a tree, what would they draw? Most of us, when we think of a tree, think of a tall trunk reaching up to the sky and then the branches coming off it. And yet, these trees here are not like that. These trees, their main trunk is horizontal. And off that come branches that then desperately try and reach up to the sky to get that light. And I wonder what this makes you think of in terms of loss. If trees could think, they might be thinking, I don't want to be horizontal, I want to be vertical. They, in effect, find themselves in a different place to where they want, need, hoped to be. And I guess for some of us during lockdown and during this last year, we've been brought to a place we don't want to be. That might be through the loss of a loved one. And suddenly we find ourselves living a life we don't want to live. We don't want to be in this place and do this journey without the presence of that person. We don't want to be here. And there are stories in the Bible that reflect that not wanting to be here. Think of Moses at the beginning of Exodus and how God appeared to him and said, go and speak to Pharaoh. I want him to set my people free from Egypt. And Moses came up with a whole list of reasons why he didn't want to go. Moses did not want that job. He didn't want to do that. And we find ourselves too like that. Not wanting perhaps to be in the place we are now. And yet I look at these trees and they are growing. They are managing to reach towards the light, to set seed, to do what leaves, what trees do. So let's now just bring before God the things in our life that have taken us to a space perhaps we don't want to be. And allow God to minister to us in that space. Father God, we bring before you the things that really hurt us, the things that cause that pain inside. The loss we feel, whether it's for ourselves or for someone we know. We lay that before you now, Lord. We bring our fragile, broken hearts to you. We ask, Lord, that very slowly and gently your Spirit will come and be with us in this place of pain. Perhaps we're at a stage where we cannot imagine that we can ever live again. but the God of love is with us in this place. And the Comforter is here and will bind up our broken hearts. And one day will bring us to that spacious place where, like these trees, we can once more reach for the skies. Holy Spirit, gently, tenderly heal us, comfort us, be with us. Now, I've walked further down the river and I'm down at Iffley Lock, and it's not a great place to film because we're right by the footpath that heads down under the bridge and down towards Sanford Lock, and there are cyclists coming past and people canoeing and boats and people walking their dogs and running, but I wanted to bring you to this tree because I run past this regularly when I run down to Sanford. And this tree, I think, is a source of great hope. So it's quite difficult to see, but if you look at this tree, it has a central trunk. It's dark green because it's covered in ivy, and it goes up about maybe 4 meters high, and then it just stops. Something quite catastrophic happened to this tree when it was really quite mature, because that central trunk stops. It's gone. Now, off to the right of that is a trunk that's come out right from the bottom of that tree that's been decapitated. It's shot right up, and actually on the other side there's another branch that's also come up, and you can see another tree has grown in alongside too. This tree had some catastrophic event that occurred to it, and yet it has shot out new trunks from around the base. And they have grown up. And this tree now, well, I can see little robins sitting in its branches. I feel if I stood here long enough and the path was a bit quieter, I might see a tree creeper or perhaps a nuthatch. There are probably thousands of insects living on this tree. This tree has come through some kind of catastrophic event and lives and thrives. And this gives me great hope for the fact that however catastrophic an event, we can heal, we can recover. Now, I think we need to be very careful here, because if you're in the middle of, or just recently had a catastrophic event, it cannot feel like that. It does not feel like that. And actually being told that is not always very helpful. But when an event occurs in our life, a catastrophic event like this, or sometimes something more minor, but that brings us up short and brings us sadness, actually this tree gives us hope, because this tree says there is life beyond this event. This tree is thriving, as is the community of birds and insects that live on it. So we may want to bring before God now either a person, maybe ourselves or someone we know, who's gone through a very difficult experience. Or perhaps somebody who is struggling with a, a lesser challenge, but still something that is giving them real struggles, and perhaps they've lost hope. They cannot see their way through this. It might be a person, as I say, or it might be a situation. When I'm running, I often pray, and I look at this tree and I think about the Middle East, and I just can't see a way forward. And yet I look at this tree and think, nature heals. There is hope in nature, and that is God's created nature, and there must be a way through the Middle East. So let's bring the people we know or the situations we think of before God. The God who heals. The God who gives us life now. The God who gives us eternal life in the future. The God who wants to be intimately involved in our lives. The God who brings us hope. Father God, source of all hope and life, we bring before you the people or the situations who we've been thinking about in the last few minutes. Lord, for those for whom a catastrophic event has occurred recently, we just hold them before you and ask that your oil of peace and oil of healing may soothe their wounds. At times of immense loss, Lord, it can be hard to see a way forward. And it can be helpful for those around that person to hold that hope for them. Lord, as we look at this tree and look at what has happened after this event, we are mindful that you bring healing even in the most challenging of situations. Lord, we ask for your healing in these difficult situations. We ask for wisdom and compassion and care, that we can be wise and compassionate towards those who are struggling. That we can show them something of your love. That we can be part of that healing oil. Give us the strength to minister to them. And give them the strength to step out each day afresh. And I've brought you back now to my own garden, because all good walks end with a cup of tea or a pint, if that's your inclination. And I wanted to show you this. This is a branch on my euonymus that some years ago I snapped off accidentally. I didn't realise quite how brittle the branches were. And you can see here that the bark is growing over that raw wound. And I guess as we think about that, it makes us think about how healing happens. It can be a sudden event, or it can be a gradual event. And as we heal, a scar is often left, quite a raw scar at the centre. And we have to live with that scar. as Paul lived with the thorn in the flesh. We have to live with the scars in ourselves, the imperfections in ourselves. But of course, we also have to live with the imperfections in others. Because at the moment we live in the imperfect world. We look ahead to the day then when we will come to be with Christ in heaven. But for now we have to live with our scars, with others with scars, with the imperfections in our world. So let's just close by bringing these things before God. God of love, you heal us, you heal those around us. But while we live in this world, things will not be perfect. Help us to live our best lives. By striving to become more like you each day, or perhaps not striving, perhaps it's about sitting back and letting you do your work. Let the refiner's fire purify our hearts. But we commit afresh to walk your way. To live the life you want us to live. A life of joy and delight, as well as pain and anguish. Give us this night your peace, your joy, your love, your healing, that we may, as we go into this week ahead, be able to serve others, to serve you, because of the love that you have overwhelmed us with. May we be instruments of your peace and of your healing and of your love this week. May we listen for your prompting. Be brave enough to respond to your prompting. And may your will be done in our lives this week, Lord.